For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's O'Neill Outside on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. For fishing and hunting or anything in the great outdoors, O'Neill Williams is your guide. Let's go outside with O'Neill.
Good morning, boys and girls, from Black Powder Headquarters, high in the mountains in North Georgia, and the Bojangles Studio. This is O'Neill Outside. Welcome to a brand new unused Saturday morning.
I feel good.
Yes, indeed. How do you feel this morning? You up for this radio show? We've got 2 hours of outdoors headed your way, and we hope you'll join us. Brian and Karen Green are in the Peachtree City studio. Jason Byers is at WSB downtown Atlanta, and Woman Williams is here with me on the side of the mountain in North Georgia. It's six after the hour, and we hope you'll join us over the next couple of hours. We've got a lot of things to do this morning. We have such things as, and I think you should stay there and listen and watch, which you can listen on the SB Nation, Sports Broadcast Nation, Houston, Texas, Sacramento, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Little Rock, Columbus, Ohio, St. Louis, oh my goodness, all over the place, Dallas, Texas, and all across the Southeast. And you can watch the show as it progresses on Facebook at O'Neill Outside, Facebook at O'Neill Outside. And you can be in touch with Woman Williams there by going through Facebook. So we have gun rules this morning, books to recommend, television shows to talk about, and so many other things, including your calls. And we hope you'll join us. The telephone numbers are 404-872-0750. Atlanta area is 404-872-0750. Or all across the country, 800-972-8255, 800-972-8255. In the first hour, we'll have the radio prize package, and it's always a good one. We have coupons to go and have a nice dinner at Rocco's here in North Georgia, and so we have a lot of things to do, and we hope you'll join us. This program is brought to you by Tough Shed, Horsetown, Hayes Auto, Realtree, Timbuktu Outdoors, great baits for panfishing. True Turn Hooks, Roadrunner Lures, Crocodile Bay Resort there in Costa Rica. Striplings, Works Tools, and the Whitetail Institute. First break's coming up right now. This is O'Neill. You stay right there. We'll be back. Welcome back. A couple of things we'd like to do this morning. First of all, I'll remind you you're listening to and watching the number one outdoor-based radio talk show in the world. Does that make you proud? Well, it does us. We started this over 27 years ago, well, not in its present form, 27 years ago, and I want to tell you a little story about that because it represents maybe a reminder for you not to give up about things. O'Neill has a book coming out pretty soon, and one of the chapters in the book is I always knew we had a little television show, and this was in the early 90s. We had only a television show. I've forgotten what we called it back then. What do we call the show in the 90s, about 10 years into it? Real Adventures, or was it already O'Neill Outside? The Great Outdoor
Great
Show.
Great Outdoor Show.
Great Outdoor Show. Yeah. So, I knew that.
I think that's right.
Who knows? I always knew that fishermen just can't stop talking. They just talk all the time. You know, you catch it any, when have you been? Where did you go? What did you do? What did you use? Fishermen are gregarious in that way. So I went to local radio stations in Atlanta, and I tried to get to WSB. They wouldn't return my calls. So I went to a fellow at WGST in Atlanta. His name was Eric Seidel. And Eric, he let me have an appointment. I went to see him. I pitched my idea for a live outdoor-based radio talk show, and he said, all right, I'll do some research and let you know. I visited 2 weeks. Now, one of the things, if you're doing this sort of thing, you never leave an appointment without another appointment. If you didn't get the answer you wanted, then you say, I need to visit with you and see you. So I went back, and he said, we've done some research, and we don't want to do it. It doesn't work. There's not enough interest. And my response was, you're wrong, and I'm going to give you a chance to change your mind. I made another appointment. 2 weeks later, I remember I walked into his office, and his the glasses were halfway down on his nose, and he had his hands folded like this. You can see it if you're on television. Hands folded like this, and I walked in. He looked over the top of his glasses, and he threw his hands in the air and said, I give up. So he put us, Woman Williams and O'Neill, on WGST at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Sundays. So we drove into downtown Atlanta, and we got a share of the revenue, which was at the time $15. So we went to the studio every Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. We spent most of our money at the Varsity. We spent all of the money at the Varsity. And that was 1991. And here we are today. A little self-glorifying story there, but maybe one for some people that if you have what you want to do, don't take no for an answer. Do it yourself. Now, one of the highlights of this hour of the program at 4:15 in the a.m. is the radio prize package, which we gather up some things, and if you can answer the question, my goodness, we will, the first correct caller to 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255, then we will award you a giant prize package. So here's Woman Williams with the rules and the prize package list. Do you have it?
I do.
Yay!
Okay.
I said, here she is.
Okay. You must be 18 years old or older to win the prize package. If you've won a prize package in the past year, please let someone else win this one. Okay, you can win. What were you doing? Were you telling me to?
You can't win if you've ever won before. That's...
No.
Or in the last year?
We changed.
I'm sorry
that.
I asked.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You should know better.
Okay. I'm listening.
You got me off track.
Oh, God.
Doesn't take much. You understand. Okay, you can win a Fire Aid fire suppressor, a $25 gift certificate to Bass Pro Shop, a $10 gift card to Bojangles, a Realtree hat and decal combo, a DataSport forecaster and Moonface clock, the latest edition of the Angler magazine, the Dude magazine, 2 cans of Fisher's Choice baits, 2 packages of Bug Band wipes and a Bug Band wristband, True Turn lure and packet of hooks, Thunder Chicken by Captain Martin Noble.
Yeah, you have to have a
like
Thunder
Chicken. A True Turn hat signed by O'Neill. Okay, never mind. You don't get that.
Maybe you should have read that before we started.
It's in great big red letters. I thought I was supposed to read it. But no, you don't get that hat. That's all.
Okay, if you open the box, there'll be a bunch of stuff in it.
And there might even be a hat. Who knows?
Yeah. So... the question is, yeehaw, drum roll, last week I think we spoke to Travis Johnson. He was in Texas, and we talked about his new hometown in North Texas. What was the little town where Travis Johnson now lives? Now, it seems trivial, but I want you to know that we do this because it's to reward the people who listen to the program. It's not just sports trivia. So, the first correct answer, you will get the prize package right now. And people who are on the phone can't win already. Let's chat now with Wade, and he's calling from somewhere in the great state of Kentucky. Good morning, Wade.
Good morning, Nona. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's going on up there in the mountains?
Nothing. Rain.
Finally quit. I see.
Had a little pretty day yesterday.
Good.
She had to get on to you about letting her do her thing a minute ago.
I know. I can't stop talking. That's why the show works. I just can't
stop talking. Sunday school told a quick little joke last week at Sunday school. Okay. A man and a woman riding down the road in a horse and buggy, and the horse stops, and the woman gets out, and that's one. Gets back in there and go a little bit farther. The horse stops again. She's like, that's two. The third time, she just shoots the horse. The man says, you can't do that. And the woman said, that's one.
That's good.
You're the greatest, man.
That's the short version of it. My Sunday school teacher did a little bit better, but I know you're on the radio and ain't got but a minute or two with you.
That's right. It is a limited period of time, but we always enjoy your call, sir.
I had to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to listen to you up here.
I know. Isn't that great? That's about the time I get up.
My buddy Billy said he's wearing the crap out down on that little lake in the lobby. I can't wait. I'll be back in about a week or so. I finally got everything settled up here.
Good.
Got about one or two more trips, and I'll be done with this legal stuff with the probate court, and I'll take care of my estate.
Mighty fine. You're catching some fish. That's what counts.
Yeah, I'm ready to come down there and catch me some fish. And these thunder chickens up here, we come down old 31W yesterday, and there's about 30 of them out there in the field.
Oh, boy.
Right, just side of Walmart, not giving nobody a good plug or nothing, but just as soon as you turn right to Walmart, there's two big fields down there on Jennings Creek, which is the only trout I've caught in 8 months come out of that little creek the other day.
Well, you can't blame them. Everybody goes to Walmart. Turkeys do, too.
Good to hear you. You got to put me on hold, buddy, where I can listen to my
I'm going to put you on hold right now, and you stick around. There you go. Let's see. It's 20 after the hour. Let's talk to Daniel is calling on line number 2. Good morning, Daniel.
How's it going, O'Neill?
Yeah, it's lovely. It's a great morning, a great weekend coming up. It's almost springtime.
Yes, sir. I'm ready to do some fishing.
Mighty fine.
Well, I'm a big fan. My dad raised me watching you. He's got a picture of 5 men in his house. It's John Wayne, Ty Cobb, Larry Munson, Paul Anderson, and a signed picture of O'Neill.
Well, flattered.
That's nice.
I'm very, very flattered. Nice. You're very kind to tell me that. That's good.
I'm trying to get my little son into fishing. He's always, I don't go fishing, but a little worried about him catching himself with a hook. Is there anything, a little kid-friendly?
What you should do is get a little casting plug. What do you got, a little Zebco or a Johnson Century or something like that to fish with?
Yeah, just a little Zebco.
Okay. Go to the store, get a casting plug, and let him practice. And then by any hook, I got to go, but any hook that he uses, you need to take the barb off. Flatten the barb.
All right.
You can get a hook out without a barb. You can't, it's tough, so let him practice, okay? Get him on the side of the pond. He'll be a fisherman forever. All right, I got to go, pal. Good luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Daniel. It's a great call. This is O'Neill Outside. We'll be back. And we are back. Yes, indeed. Okay. O'Neill here, and let's redo the prize package question here just for a moment. Travis Johnson, our grandson, he's a whitetail guide out in North Texas. And last week, we talked frequently about the little town in which he lives. What is that little town? And it wins the prize package. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. And we've got Wade from Kentucky listening in, so that's good. So, now let's talk about gun rules for a moment. What are the gun rules? What would you suspect? Well, the first gun rule is all guns are loaded all the time. Someone hands you a gun, you're at the range, somebody hands you a gun, you must assume that gun is loaded. If they say this gun is not loaded, pay them no attention. That gun is loaded until you unload it from the chamber and from the magazine. It's always loaded. Number two. I've written these things down. Matter of fact, I get most of this hunting stuff and gun stuff from Realtree.com. It's a fabulous site. Number two, don't ever let the muzzle cover anything that you don't expect to shoot. That includes downrange, in the car, at the barn, in the house, over your legs when you unholster the gun. Never let the gun point at anything except the sky and the ground. It points to nothing, even when you're cleaning it. Remember? Oh, he was just cleaning a gun and it went off. Guns just don't go off. The trigger is pulled. right?
Correct.
I always like support.
Okay. I'll support
now,
you.
Not only should you be assured of your target, but what is behind the target? What's downrange? Because so many people think that, especially with a handgun, they think they're in a Western and they're going to hit whatever they think, or whatever they're shooting. It's so funny. You know, these gunfights and people, the cowboy shoots the pistol out of the other person's hand. That's bull. Keep the safety on at all times, but don't just trust the safety. Never, ever pull the trigger to test the safety. No. Keep the safety on, but don't trust it. Now, keep your guns secured. That's what so many of this school shootings and things, a gun is accessible to someone. They walk in the house, they're disturbed, and that's a whole nother subject, and they, you're about to say something, and they find a gun and use it. Yes, ma'am.
No, I was not. You,
okay. Protect your eyes and ears. I know I find that with when we're at the range or whatever. If you're young and bulletproof, you don't wear your earplugs, your safety gear, your ear muffs. Always do that. It's not that I've shot so many times and so often, not any more than the regular guy, but I did not do that as often as I should have, and I have personally constant ringing in my ears.
And you've wound up with hearing aids.
Yeah. Know your gun and keep it in good condition. Clean it. Know about it. Pick it up. Use it. When it is unloaded completely with no magazine, nothing in the chamber, rack it without a cartridge. Pull the trigger. Your so-called assault rifles, be sure that they operate properly. We have... and it gets noticed from time to time with guests here at the cabin.
Mm-hmm.
We have an AR at the front door with an extra magazine. Safety precautions.
That's because I'm here alone by myself a lot.
Correct.
And we don't live exactly in a neighborhood.
Where we live on the mountain is kind of really not a neighborhood.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're not a neighborhood. And then finally... don't do stupid stuff, okay? A gun can be dangerous. It can save your life. It's fun, and you need to know about it. If you own a gun, don't do stupid stuff. And you can go and find all of these gun safety rules by going to Realtree.com. It's 30 minutes after the hour, 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. We always enjoy a call from Mark down in Camden County. Are you in the boat yet?
No, sir. Actually, I'm on my way to Pine Mountain to turkey hunt this morning.
Good for you.
Yeah, I've got a lease that runs right up the side of the mountain and sticks into the park a ways. It's pretty well infested with turkey.
Oh, boy.
I tell you one thing, if the deer movement this morning is any indication, the turkeys ought to be burning it up this morning. I bet you I've seen, not exaggerating, between Alma, Georgia, and Perry, where I'm coming up, I bet you I've seen 60 or 70 deer.
Oh, my goodness.
I drove right through a whole herd of them. Just by the grace of God, I come around a curve, and there must have been 10 of them in the road. And I
through
them and didn't touch one of them.
Yep, they're hungry, just like everything else this time of year.
It's good a deer movement that I've seen in a long time. But this will be my first trip up.
You're going to a place you hadn't been lately.
I haven't been up here since last deer season, actually.
Okay, so you're going to turkey hunt in a place that you haven't scouted.
Right.
But you've been there before, but just not this year.
I know where the birds like to roost. I generally know where they like to go feed.
All right.
But, this piece of property is really not a good example to use somebody going to a raw piece of property just because there's so many turkeys in there. You can just about walk in anywhere in the dark and sit down in daylight, you're going to hear birds. I mean,
all right, let me ask you a question, Mark, as an experienced turkey hunter that people are listening right now at 32 after the hour. When you make your first call, when you get, you think you're close, when you make your first call, are you standing up in a roadway, or are you already sitting down, or do you have a place to sit down promptly?
I will usually already be sitting down somewhere.
Okay, that's one of the mistakes that I talk about from time to time. People walk down in the middle of the road, they make a call, they find out the turkey's only about 40 yards away, and they're standing up in the middle of the road.
Yeah, they get busted. I'll walk in the dark, and I'll go ahead and get set up with my back against a tree somewhere. I generally know where these birds like to roost anyway.
Okay.
And, I mean, as an example, last year,
uh-oh, I lost Mark.
Excuse me.
But, well, there you are. I got you back.
Yeah. I got in there last year and set up like that, and I had five birds within calling range at daylight. If I hadn't already been sitting down like that, I would have spooked every one of them.
Yes, that's right. That's one of the things. People talk about walking down the road. Let's call and see where they are. Well, they might be right next to you already.
Yeah.
So, if you're not sitting down, you should have a place, you know, within a few steps to sit down.
That's right. The big thing with turkeys is go slow, go quiet, only call as much as you need to.
That's right. It's always a pleasure to talk to Mark. He's an experienced turkey hunter and a very productive one. Generally speaking, Mark, in
a given season... my GPS is trying to cut us out, so I'll go back to listening to you. I'm making a few turns here.
Okay, mighty fine. You have a great, safe weekend, pal.
Yes, sir, you too.
You bet. How about that? I was about to say to Mark that there's a lot of mistakes you make turkey hunting, and if you're a turkey hunter, beginner, seasoned, whatever the case might be, if you will get Tom Kelly's books about turkey hunting, Tom Kelly, look him up on the internet and order his books. They're so well written, it's almost like poetry. He's a super successful writer. Tom is deep into his 80s now, I think. So if he gets anything new, I buy it, and read it.
Got a whole rack of them right
yes,
there.
Yes, yeah, got all those books are yeah. his right there. He was fabulous. The first one I read was called The Boat, and after a few pages into The Boat, I said, "Well, this is for me. This guy. He's." But what I learned from Tom about being patient. Is don't call so much, okay? But his point to the turkey hunter now, modern turkey hunter, because he started hunting back in the 40s, like my friend Roscoe Reams, you will learn more about turkey hunting now because there's so many turkeys that will let you know where you fouled up. They will teach you the lessons. Of course, that's the one I'm referring to is the eastern bird. He's the one who hurts your feelings. He makes your lips pooch out. The Rio, the Goulds, the Miriam, in relative terms to the Eastern, the Rio walks in and says, "Shoot me. Here, my buddy's standing next to me. Shoot him too." So it's a rather absurd illustration, but nevertheless, that's the case. One of the things that people take for granted in turkey hunting is, and the mistake they make is they don't sight in or don't pattern their shotgun. Mm-hmm. And as Tom Kelly would say, unpatterned shotguns after you pull the trigger leaves food for wildcats because you don't kill the turkey, but he flies away or runs away and dies. So that's food for wildcats. Remember, radio prize package. What's the little town that Travis lives in now? We mentioned it last week, and We may have to change the rate. That's rather obscure little place. Travis Johnson is a whitetail and turkey and hog guide now in North Texas.
Well, we can give a clue.
Okay.
We could say it's in the northern part of Texas.
Right.
On the you call it the Panhandle?
Correct. Northeast corner of the Panhandle.
Mm-hmm. We talked about it.
It's a little town in Wheeler County. So he's falling in love with that. He had a great season out there this year. He said he was involved in and cleaned, dressed.
Break, guys.
Break.
Oh,
it's time for a break.
Oh, I ran over. I'm sorry.
Yep. We had to go to break at 37.
Oh, I'm such an idiot. Okay, I'm behind for the break. We'll be back. Apologies to the stations down the line. O'Neill got carried away. I do so often when I start talking and I cannot stop. Okay, remember, radio prize package. What's the little town in which Travis lives? Right now, let's talk to Dan is calling from Dallas, Texas. I love Dallas. Good morning, Dan. It's O'Neill.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you? What's the weather like in Dallas, Texas? Is it summertime yet?
Right now, it's beautiful. It's been pretty bad the past couple of days. It's raining and everything else. It's out here in North Texas way.
Yep.
But, you know, the weather is always, you can't predict it. So.
Well, you can try. What's going on now?
All right. We was doing some turkey hunting. My dad was, you know, those army suits? Ghillie, like your
ghillie suit.
Leaves.
Yes.
All right. We were spotting turkeys, and he said, don't shoot them. We got to get down here in our leaf suits and knife them when they come out.
That's an ambitious goal.
Don't eat those turkeys after you just shot them with those bird shot.
Oh, I see.
I don't know. So, I mean, that's what we did. We had to lay down there. We tracked them for a day or two and then knifed them.
Oh. Well, you,
out
in Dallas.
Y'all do that. I don't know if y'all do that up north.
up north, yeah. The ghillie suit thing, that really does work. That's a really great idea. You just look like a bundle of vines over there. So the ghillie suits.
Yeah.
I know a few years ago that Dick Kirby came out with a little backpack that was full of a ghillie suit, and all you had to do was reach back to your backpack and pull that booger out, and you're covered. It's a great idea. But you've got the Rio Grande out there, sir. That's an easy one.
Well, that's all I wanted to say. I mean, my dad, he passed away, and it's just, you know, something we kind of try to do now as me and my buddies go out there and drink a little bit of beer and do the old ghillie suit.
That ghillie suit really does work. Be careful about the beers now. You start drinking beer first thing in the morning?
We ain't shooting no guns, though.
Okay.
We got them, but we ain't shooting them.
I understand. Thanks for calling, Dan. I appreciate you listening to the program.
All right, buddy. Bye.
You bet. Call more often. Love to hear from you. Yeah, that's a call from Dallas, Texas.
That's a really nice place.
Texas.
I do too.
I love Texas. I love the people in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of like Georgians and Alabamians.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Alabamans?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Alabamians.
I think so.
404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. That's one of the things that I don't have any record of here in the trophy room, turkeys.
That's true, and when you do get one, I'd like to have the full
Whole bird?
The whole bird, yeah, just, you know, sit him around somewhere.
Okay. I've got some feet over in the freezer.
I don't care about that. Now, why have you got them in the freezer?
I don't know.
Well, it beats having snakes in there. That's all I can know. That's what Travis has in his.
Has what, honey?
He's got snakes in his.
Well, Travis is...
He's different.
Travis is different.
Yeah. He's a man's man.
I think I'll go to Texas and be a guide.
Yeah. And do a television show.
Last week, Travis called He's in North Texas, and we're still looking to identify his hometown for the price package. They had a 2-day youth season in Texas at Rush Creek Outfitters. 2 days, they killed 13. They had 18 children hunting, and they killed 13 turkeys in 2 days.
He was thrilled about those calling in those birds for those children,
yes,
too. He really enjoyed that.
Yeah, they track them down out there. And I spoke to Travis yesterday. They have, I don't know how many hunters they have in camp that came in yesterday. They opened the season this morning. And he said today and tomorrow they'll kill 50.
Wow.
50 Rios.
Too bad they're not doing well out there.
Yeah. They got plenty of Rios. But I know the first time I hunted Rios there in Texas, we killed 4 the first day. That they're everywhere. And they are fearless, and they're not very wary, not like an Eastern. Again, the Eastern makes your lips pooch out. We're still trying to give away the radio prize package. Oh, we have a winner. Okay, well, we do have a winner for the prize package, and it's always a good one. And we scoop up more stuff from time to time. You got your hand on the button. You want to say something?
No.
Okay.
It's just,
you can contact Woman Williams via
here.
Facebook.
So I'll have it.
Oh, I see.
So I can cut it off.
Is anybody contacting you on Facebook this morning?
Oh, yeah. I had a lot of people saying good morning from, New Jersey, Tupelo, David Vig down in Woodstock. Let's see. Some other people didn't exactly tell me where they were from.
From Tupelo, Mississippi, and New York, you
and
say?
Then, Dallas, Tupelo, Dallas.
And if you're not on Facebook now, you
New
can
Jersey.
Certainly...
New Jersey. Walter from New Jersey.
Walter from New Jersey. All right, if you're ready for the words of wisdom from Woman Williams, we're going to get to it in 10 seconds.
Okay.
Here she is. No, I don't do that, do I?
Yes, you do.
I do? Okay.
One of these days we're going to get that down right.
We've been doing this 27 years. Woman Williams and her words of wisdom. Brought to you by Hayes.
You're going to get that down one of these days.
When I get some experience in this radio business, I'm going to be all right.
Isn't that the truth? Okay. Police were summoned to a daycare center where a 3-year-old was resisting arrest. And having owned a daycare center, I can appreciate that.
I'm mixed up here.
Okay, police were summoned to a daycare center where a 3-year-old was resisting arrest.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry you don't like these because I do love them, and I have another whole page full of them, so we might as well get used to it. Did you hear about the fellow whose entire left side was cut off? He's all right now.
Okay.
A bicycle can't stand alone. It's just too tired.
I'll get used to them, okay? I'm smiling.
Okay. Here's one more. The guy who fell onto an upholstery machine last week is now fully recovered.
She's done it again, I think. You got to smile some.
That was one of my favorites. Yeah, he's fully recovered.
He's fully recovered. 4:48 it is on a Saturday morning, and our winner is on the line here. I think I can talk with him. Can I not do so, Jason? All right, the question is, last week we talked about Travis Johnson is a guide in North Texas, and what's the little town in which he lives? And John is calling from Snellville. Good morning, John.
Good morning. I'm all right.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. About to win the prize package. And how did you know that answer?
I've heard Woman Williams spell it last week.
Oh,
exactly.
You sure did.
Exactly.
And the answer to the question is?
Kelton, Texas. K-E-L-T-O-N.
That's right. I think there's about 1,000 people in the county. And most of them are out there turkey hunting this morning. Well, it proved well for you that you heard last week and that you got up this morning and participated in the program. So give us a couple of weeks to gather up the package, and it was worthwhile, right. Wasn't it, John?
It was. I'm looking here on the internet, and it says as of 2010, the population in the county was 5,410.
Oh, yeah, in that. How about that? 5,000 people in the entire county, which is Wheeler County, I think.
Yes, sir, and it covers a pretty good area.
I think they've got about more turkeys than they do people. It very well could be.
It doesn't have very many cities in the entire county.
That's exactly right. All right, John, it was worthwhile. I appreciate your participation in the program.
Well, I enjoy listening. I enjoy Woman Williams, so.
I enjoy her from time to time, too.
Well, I enjoy the tidbits that she gives out.
Oh, yeah.
Those funny.
Those are good.
Thank you.
The guy who gets, what's the one about the upholstery?
He fell into the upholstery machine, but he's recovered now.
Oh. Recovered.
You have to think about those things.
Yeah.
John. All right, it was worthwhile. Thanks for your participation, sir. You're very kind.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. See you soon, pal. There we go. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. Almost done with this hour, but I want to make a recommendation to you. O'Neill always has recommendations. This week, two recommendations. One I'm almost forgetting. Signed O'Neill Outside caps, red and white caps, and you can go to Cherokee County Toyota or the Three Horsetown stores. All you have to do is walk in and say, I want my hat, I want my cap, and they have them there to give them to you as long as they last. All right, now the second subject. I read this week a book. It was called Endurance. It was about Ernest Shackleton and his effort to navigate to the Antarctic continent and walk across. He didn't ever made it, okay? But you talk about a story of survival. 27 men go to the Arctic, get frozen in the ice. The ice crushes their ship. The year 1914, and he, over 17 months, he got all those men back alive. I cannot recommend a book more highly. It's called Endurance. There's lots of books about Shackleton. Ernest Shackleton and he didn't lose a single man over almost 2 years in the Arctic. Fascinating. Yeah. There you are. Okay, do that. I can't remember the author's name, but for all of our disappointment, Ernest Shackleton died when he was 47 years old. He was trying to visit Antarctic again, and he died of a heart attack. But that's my book recommendation for the week. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside, Saturday mornings on WSB, the SB Nation Radio Network, and, of course, Facebook, that you can be in touch with us on Facebook. And so there you are. The numbers are ready, and we're ready for a break, and I'm on time this time, and I'll try to do that forever. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Car buying's changed, and we've changed with it. We've turned the whole process upside down. This is Dusty Hayes at Hayes Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We've made car buying easier, better, and faster. At Hayes, shop your way, not ours. At HayesAtlanta.com.
people are up early in Texas, evidently, today, ready to call O'Neill Outside here. So Chris is calling from Dallas, Texas. Good morning, Chris. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I am calling from Dallas, Georgia, not Texas.
Oh, that's all right. All right. Well, good. Dallas, Georgia is just as great.
Yeah. A few weeks ago, I heard you mention on the air about a place that I had gone to fishing many, many, many times with my dad and my brother and a few friends of my dad's many, many years back, and my brother and some of the people he used to work with at ADT.
Okay.
And we would go down to Carabelle, Florida.
Oh, boy.
And when you mentioned that, I flipped. I said, my gosh, I wonder if a Sandhook Bar is still down there.
Well, nothing's changed in Carabelle.
Oh, my God. They even got, two cops in Carabelle now?
That's about it. Yeah, the saying for Carabelle is, whatever happened in Carabelle didn't really happen.
Yeah, I heard that. Well, I got one more question for you real quick.
Okay.
Do you think they're ever going to get rid of the stupid water war between us and Florida? Because that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yes, it is, and no, they won't.
I wonder why.
That's an ongoing thing. There's not very much water. Atlanta, Georgia, and almost where you live, and Atlanta is a continental divide.
Right.
The only thing that's going to keep Atlanta from being the greatest city in the United States is the fact that there doesn't have enough water. We'll have to get it from somewhere around Chattanooga.
Yeah,
but that's
a
stumbling block.
I don't know if that idea is going to work, but hey, the way I figure it is, it comes to our state first, so we get to use what we need.
I hope so.
Well, I know so, because it's ours.
That's exactly right. It comes through Atlanta first. We'll talk about the Continental Divide sometime soon. It's kind of fascinating, really. It's 59 after the hour. And, Chris, we're going to have to let you go, pal. You stick around for another hour. This is O'Neill Outside, Saturday mornings, WSB, the SB Nation Radio Network, and Facebook. And we'll be back.
WSBB-FM Doraville, a Cox Media Group station. This is Atlanta.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.